Lizzie Weisler has high hopes for the holiday season.
Oh, it's extremely important.
Weisler owns the company she calls Lizzybeth. It sells clothing and accessories online. To spread the word, she set up a display at a fair in downtown Milwaukee.
We have lots of fun things for holiday, a lot of glitz, a lot of glam. I love incorporating big gold chunky pieces, anything that'll make a black dress shine and give it a little.
Weisler wants more people to know about her company before Small Business Saturday arrives. And once they do, Lizzybeth must offer deals.
I'm going to have 20% off the entire website. So shop, shop, shop. And then you'll also get a cute little free hair tie whenever you buy something.
Weisler has also been hosting parties at people's homes to become better known. Unlike big box stores, many small retailers don't have the dollars for advertising, so they have to find other ways to market their products, according to Patricia Norens. She's spokesperson for Small Business Saturday.
Email their customer base to let them know they're participating in the day, post their participation on social media sites, post it on their website, and really help get the word out to existing customers.
Norens says last year, shoppers spent $5.5 billion at small retailers. She expects the number to be higher this year because word has gotten out, plus the economy has inched upward. Jack Moslem says small businesses need shopper dollars. Moslem works for the National Federation of Independent Business. He says despite the fact the stock market has reached new heights this year, small retailers have generally lagged the others.
Small business owners are generally much more dependent on whether their customers locally feel confident enough to spend money.
Still, Moslem says he's hopeful the positive stock market gains will boost consumer confidence in local shopping circles. Back in downtown Milwaukee, the owner of Lizzybeth says she feels a better vibe about her clothing and accessories.
People have a reason to shop. They're excited to buy things for other people for the holidays and dress up and just use the pieces to adjust their wardrobe that they already have and just add a little extra glitz to it.
Lizzie Weisler says she's been working 7 days a week since October. A profitable Small Business Saturday would help keep the wheels spinning. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.